Hi, everyone. Welcome to For the Road Ford, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours, for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's dive right in, because I am thrilled to introduce Vanessa Lynch, a senior strategic sales manager at Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. And I have had the pleasure of presenting alongside of Vanessa at industry conferences and been featured on other industry podcasts with her. And I think that you will very quickly see why she's admired by both our team as well as every client she's partnered with. She is a razor sharp, always sees possibility, and she is the perfect person to speak on a few of the findings from the newly released Proficient and Cox Automotive white paper fueled by Clairvoy data. So Vanessa, welcome to For the Road Ford.
Thank you, Jade. Thank you so much. I'm always inspired by you and super excited to sit next to you virtually and do this show. So thank you for having me and looking forward to the conversation.
Yes, well, us too. So I want to start off with you giving our viewers and listeners a little bit about why this white paper was conducted. And a few of you might already know this, but over the past year, we have noticed a huge blind spot with our over 20,000 dealer partners. And if I'm being honest, we knew they had blind spots for a really long time, but not as big as what we started seeing in this deep data science work that we did when it came to attribution. And so to see if the data and the reports and the numbers were in fact as high as what we were seeing, we hired an independent company to complete this white paper, and we wanted it to come from an impartial third party to, as I always say, kind of grade our homework. And boy, did it. It revealed some pretty interesting stats that we're going to discuss today. And the first stat that was bigger than we even anticipated was that the average dealer only tracks 2 out of approximately 62 touch points that the average consumer has from the first click to sale during the path to purchase. And so if we do the math there, the average dealer is only seeing, tracking, and measuring roughly 3 to 3.5% of what brought their customer to them. And so Vanessa, let's talk about that for just a second. Does that stat shock even you, who is in and out of dealerships all day, every day? And then I'd like to hear it from your perspective, based on the dealers that you work with. How often do you see sales happening that never show up in the CRM? And what kind of impact does that have on how those dealers evaluate their marketing performance?
Absolutely, Jade. And you said it, blind spot, right? And I want to focus on the blind spot that I see every day in conversation with client partners and even peer-to-peer within our organization. But 96 to 97%, if we're only having 3 to 3.5%, maybe 4%, right, of what are actually trackable, what about the 96 to 97%? So one thing and one conversation I'm having every day with client partners is, how are you engaging and weighting your ROIs? And a part of this study, it really does give me the adrenaline and having these conversations, because clients are getting it. And even this week, I've had two client partners say that they partnered with Clairvoy because they wanted to know more. They wanted to truly get this the lens and the scope on how their consumers are engaging and where they need to invest and spend their marketing dollars versus just looking at a CRM. You can look at a CRM data all day, but what if your processes are broken? What if somebody's on vacation? How are you really going to measure your entire investment bucks on what people are putting into the CRM? And we live in an imperfect world, even though we know, Jade, in automotive, we strive for perfection. And so data allows us to get closer and closer in making those, hitting those perfected goals and really being aligned to where our consumers are and how do we reach those. So thank you.
Yes. Well, I love what you just shared there. And I think that it's something that every dealer listening really needs to pay attention to, whether you're just a single rooftop or a large multi-state, multi-rooftop group or organization. If you are not tracking and measuring your true attribution, then you're not protecting your marketing spend and you're missing opportunities to increase ROI. Return on investment is really the only metric that matters in our business. And so, Vanessa, next question, what patterns have you noticed in how successful dealers are thinking about the full buyer journey, especially when it comes to touch points that happen long before a lead is ever submitted?
So I have these conversations, Jade, with I've have 22 client partners groups that I work with across the country, and I will say over half of them are digging more into the data. In fact, on Tuesday I had one of the CMOs call me. He said, "Vanessa, I want to see more of the market data, but I also want to see how are consumers showing up and how are they engaging. And this isn't just a lead, right?" He wants more than that. And here's why, because he has to answer to his leaders. He has to answer to the rooftop, to the general managers, as to why maybe sales are not moving. And so what I find is there is still a slow movement into changing that mindset and influencing on our even on the group level and a rooftop level with dealers in counting leads and measuring their total rate of return based on leads. But I see it more now than ever. Partners are finally getting it. They're saying, like, hey, we don't want to be left behind.
Yeah, you can't pay your bills at the end of the month with a stack of leads, that's for sure. And we know in our industry for decades and decades, we've measured cost per lead and used it as a KPI, a key performance indicator, and it was fairly standard. But over the last decade, as more and more technology has evolved and we've become a digitized society, and more of your marketing and many parts of that purchase journey shifted to and are online, it's now measurable. And so we don't have to make decisions based on a tiny slice of something that we feel like we can sink our teeth into. So that's why when the white paper recommended that dealers should stop focusing on traditional ways to measure cost per lead by volume and start focusing on the actual lead, more specifically, how likely that lead is to close, quantity over or quality over quantity is the most important thing. We've been talking about that for years, but it didn't surprise us. And it was more of a finally, like the official recommendation is out there, and the eyes of the industry are really opening up on the why behind it. And it was pretty clear to me why the white paper suggested that in order to maximize ROI, every, and I do mean every dealer should be using this new and a weighted engagement formula approach to truly measure their marketing effectiveness. And all that is, we'll really simplify it here. And I would encourage all of our dealer clients to reach out to your Vanessas of the world and your reps to start thinking about your business this way. But it kind of takes all of those different consumer interactions that occur across all of the different places on that we can use AutoTrader as the example, the AutoTrader marketplace platform, and then normalizes those, weights them, almost just like a real estate appraisal would, weights those to a form submission so that you can then apply your lead close rate by source to it to actually complete an ROI equation to truly understand your return on investment, dollar for dollar spent, because that is where you start to move the needle. And now that we all have a baseline understanding, I want to ask you, Vanessa, do you find that some dealers are still focused on lead volume as their primary KPI? And then what are the top performers doing differently when it comes to prioritizing lead quality?
Absolutely, Jade. And I ask every day peer to peer on our team as we touch some of the largest groups from publicly traded to our L2 levels, 150 groups to all the way to 10 rooftops. And I'll say we are seeing a lot of dealers transition from just the lead calculations to wanting the big picture of the weighted engagement. And here's why. To what you said already in your descriptive is they want a Switzerland. They want a Switzerland and what Clairvoy and having the vision and the lens into where their shoppers are coming from. Are they clicking on chat? Are they looking at vehicle history report? How are they totally engaging and looking at the weight to say, okay, this is where our crop is. This is where we want to really lean in the most because that's where we're going to be able to get the most shoppers viewed. And it's up to us and our processes and what type of inventory, our merchandising, and what's going to bring them into our showroom. It's so important, Jade, as we coach every day as consultants, don't just focus on the showroom. How are we bringing the omnichannel and connecting it into the dealership, into your showroom? And when you replicate that omnichannel presence to your showroom, you're not only going to be attractive to one client, but you're going to be to one partner and one consumer. You're going to attract so many, and you're going to stick out amongst your competition. So to answer your question, there are more and more dealers that are more forward-thinking today, but there are still so many that are weighted down. And who wouldn't be? If you're so comfortable in doing something for 30 years, it's like a kid on training wheels. It doesn't happen overnight. And so it's up to us as your partner, trusted partner, to really help you see the value. So I do encourage you to connect with me, connect with Jade, or connect with any of your Auto Trader, KBB, or Cox team members and ask questions around what is this engaged formula.
Yeah, well said. And so I'm also interested in finding out, how are your most or more savvy data-driven dealers using tools like the weighted engagement or attribution modeling to guide their ad spend, and what kind of results are they seeing?
It's every day a conversation, and I'll give an example. Envision. We push Envision, and it's not what's in it for us, but what's in it for you. Don't you want to know what your competition is on the market? And one thing I love about Envision is it doesn't just measure leads. Yes, we have an analyze leads tab, but it gives you the true transparency of where that shopper started from, stamped all the way to the date and time, and all the engagements, how many SRPs to the VDPs, but not just Envision. Partnering with Clairvoy and seeing the first in to last in attribution across all of your tags. And Clairvoy is unique because they have partnerships with many different software companies that most don't. And I'm finding more, Jay. Just yesterday I was in a meeting and the client partner said, we use Clairvoy. If you asked me this 2 years ago, it was not the same conversation, as it was like, oh, you're selling me Clairvoy, or you're selling me an attributed company. No. I'm pushing this and I'm consulting. Vanessa, we're not getting paid on this, right? The what's in it for you, though, is to see the big picture so that you are getting the strongest rate of return.
Yeah, very few of our dealers know that, you know, internally we have these cost to value metrics and things where we actually measure ourselves on a more scrutinous level or lens every single month to make sure that we're delivering value that exceeds the cost that our clients are paying. But, you know, we were one of the first many years ago, back in 2018-ish, when we allowed our sites to be tagged by the industry's leading third-party attribution provider. And, you know, they have since become the only company that has tags across all of the primary marketplaces. And it's been eye-opening to us. But as I said in the beginning, the reason we did that is because we want somebody else grading our homework. If our baby is ugly, we want to be the first ones to know. And so, you know, our dealers, it's scary. Change is tough. You said that just a minute ago. And something that we've been doing for a really long time as an industry is hard to throw out the window. And you don't have to throw it out the window, but you sure do have to start moving in the direction that technology and data now allow you to make better decisions. And so, Vanessa, one last question here, and our time has flown by, but our subscribers know that I love to ask this one as the final thing to put out there. But if you could give one piece of advice to our listeners and viewers, especially dealers who are still relying on first touch or last touch attribution, what would it be?
Know where your money's going. Know what's working for you. I wouldn't show up to a Final Four basketball game without a strategy, and I guarantee none of those coaches did that made it that far. In fact, they're probably looking at their strategy from the time they wake up, probably aren't sleeping, right? And that's us in automotive. So my biggest advice would be, know your marketing strategy, know where to allocate your marketing strategy. If it's acquisition, if it's an exit strategy, you know, how do you define that? But don't guess. Use the data, know where your shoppers are coming from, and look at the total engagement outside of just leads. Thank you, Jade.
Yeah, you bet. I think of it kind of like the early days of digital retailing tools online, Vanessa, when in the beginning, it was a differentiator if you had a digital retailing tool, and then it became, you pretty much need it if you're going to keep the consumer engaged on your platform. And then all of a sudden, this inflection point happens. And if you don't have it, you're in the dust. And that's kind of where we are, right at the edge of that with the transition from cost pers to multi-touch attribution. Dealers who are using cost pers and making decisions on whether it's 3% or 20% of where their consumers and where their profitability, their return is coming from, they are going to be left in the dust because you have all of these mainstream dealers now that are moving in the direction of, I want to know every bit of the consumer journey. I want to know everything that's working for me. And that's how I'm going to decision make to do what's best for my consumer from an omnichannel and connected shopping perspective, and what's best for my staff to be able to provide relevant content to every one of those consumers that touch our store, our organization, and can seamlessly move from online to in-store, and it all fits together. So Vanessa, I want to thank you for joining me today. It is conversations like this that are so important when it comes to educating and re-educating our industry on what's working and shifted, like in today's episode, when it comes to introducing new ways to drive more return on investment and protect your spend. So thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you for having me, Jay. So great to see you.
You too. And that wraps us up for today. And we want to extend a big thank you to all of you for watching or listening to For the Road Forward. And whether you are listening on your favorite streaming platform, such as Spotify or Apple, or watching on our AutoTrader homepage, we sure are glad that you are here. And if you'd like to be a subscriber, where you will be the first to hear when new episodes like this release, as well as receive subscriber-only bonuses, then go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward. And we will also make sure that we link the new white paper, so be sure to subscribe and check it out. As always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and I want to thank you for joining us on For the Road Forward. Be sure to tune in next week as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.